We thank the Lord for bringing us to this special occasion. And I believe every one of you here, you have a reason, you have a purpose for being here. And as our youth are sent to us, there shall be showers of blessing. And as the adults sent to us also, you will be made whole from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Tonight being the first night, the blessing will begin to fall upon us. And so you should be ready for the blessing of the Lord. Don't think that anything is too difficult for God to do. Anything the Lord tells you to do, immediately you are told to do it, you do it, and you have the blessing of the Lord. After the message, we are going to have a real time of praying. If you have been blind and I tell you to open your eyes, don't tell me you cannot. You open your eyes. If you are lying on a wheelchair or lying down, I tell you rise up, don't say I can rise up, jump up. If there is anything in your body, in your life that is hanging onto your life, when I say leave that thing will have to fly away. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless your name for bringing us here. We know already there shall be showers of blessing. And I pray that everywhere around here, in the halls, in the hall, in the children's section, in the youth section, all around the compound, in the day, in the night, I pray that your mighty power will be flowing here in Jesus' name.
And
I pray that as your word is coming forth, even while the world is going on, you'll be performing operation in the life of everyone in Jesus' name. And tonight you will marvelously do wonders in our midst. Begin even now, O Lord. Bless your people in the mighty way. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agbadura.
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Ejowo ejoko.
Tonight I'm introducing you to power as of old.
Lale yi mo mu wa sinu aye yin agbara bi ti igani.
When we say power as of old, it means today as it was in the early days of creation.
Ti a ba so wi pe agbara gege bi ti igani.
That it is still the same today as it was in the day of Christ. That the day of Pentecost that began at that time in the Acts of the Apostles, that day of Pentecost has not come to an end. Today is your day of Pentecost.
Ojo Pentecost to bere ni se awon aposteli.
We're here because God is still alive. We're here because he's our creator. We're here because he's our redeemer. We're here because God is the God of power. All power. Ultimate power. Supernatural power. And the power of the Lord knows no limit at all. You remember the first day of the creation. There was nothing at all. And God said, let there be. And everything came to pass. The land,
ilẹ̀,
the sea,
oko,
the sun,
oru,
the moon,
osupa,
the stars,
irawo,
the trees,
awọn igi,
everything came,
gbogbo rẹ yọjú,
because of the power that came out of the mouth of God, which said, "Let there be, and there was."
Nítorí agbára tó tẹnu Ọlọ́run jáde nígbà tí Ọlọ́run sọ wípé jẹ́ kí nǹkan wọ̀nyí kó wà, gbogbo ẹ̀ sì wà.
But the power of God did not stop only with the creation.
Agbára Ọlọ́run ò dópin nígbà tí a ṣẹ̀dá.
You will remember the children of Israel were in bondage in the land of Egypt.
Wà á rántí pé àwọn ọmọ Ísírẹ́lì wọ́n wà nínú ìgbèkùn nílẹ̀ Íjíbítì.
And they thought nobody could deliver them.
Wọ́n sì rò pé kò sẹ́ni tó lè yọ wọ́n nínú rẹ̀.
Pharaoh thought there was no power that will take Israel away from his grip.
Èrò Pharaoh ni pé kò sí agbára tó lè yọ Ísírẹ́lì kúrò nínú ìgbèkùn.
But the same power.
Ṣùgbọ́n agbára yìí kan náà.
As on the day of creation.
Agbára tó wà ní ìgbà ìṣẹ̀dá.
Came upon them at that time.
Ó wá sórí wọn nígbà náà.
And the children of Israel came out of Egypt.
Àwọn ọmọ Ísírẹ́lì jáde kúrò nílẹ̀
Íjíbítì. And you will come out of bondage.
Ìwọ náà ó jáde kúrò nínú
ìdè. It doesn't matter how mighty or powerful Pharaoh is. God is going to deliver you.
Kò jà mọ́ kankan bó ti wù kí agbára Pharaoh kò tó, Ọlọ́run yóò gbà ọ́ lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀.
Pharaoh may ask you, "He is that God?"
Pharaoh lè máa bèrè lọ́wọ́ rẹ pé ta l'Ọlọ́run
náà. How can you be delivered?
Báwo la ṣe lè dá ọ nídìí?
How can you get out of this bondage?
Báwo lo ṣe lè bọ̀ nínú ìdálórí?
Tonight you are coming out.
Lálẹ́ yìí gan ló jáde.
And the Lord will set you free in Jesus' name.
Olúwa yóò sì sọ ẹ́ di òmìnira lórúkọ
Jésù. As the children of Israel came out of Egypt.
Àwọn ọmọ Ísírẹ́lì jáde kúrò ní Íjíbítì.
The Pharaoh thought, "What came upon me that I release them?"
Pharaoh wa sọ pé kí ló dé bá mi tí mo fi jẹ́ wọn lọ.
And so he decided, "I will follow after them."
Ó wá pin nínú ọkàn rẹ̀ pé n ó lépa wọn.
He called all his mighty men.
Ó pe gbogbo àwọn alágbára rẹ̀.
And he made his chariot men to ride on their chariots.
Àwọn tó ń gun kẹ̀kẹ́ ogun rẹ̀, ó ní ó yẹ di gàárì.
And he continued to pursue them.
Ó wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí lépa wọn.
Maybe as you have come here,
bóyá bó ṣe wá sí,
you may discover,
ó lè ṣàwárí,
that you have run away from Pharaoh.
Pé o ti sábọ́ lọ́wọ́ Pharaoh.
And you come to this mount of transfiguration.
Ó sì wá sórí òkè ìpalára
báyìí. To experience the power of God.
Láti ní ìrírí agbára Ọlọ́run.
To celebrate the power of God.
Láti ṣayẹyẹ agbára Ọlọ́run.
To testify, to witness to the power of God.
Láti jẹ́rìí àti láti tó agbára Ọlọ́run wò.
And then maybe you are there sleeping at night and something comes and watch. What is following me here?
Bóyá o wa ń sùn lójú oorun ló tún ṣàṣeyẹ àṣàdédé rí nǹkankan, o ní kí ló tún tẹ̀lé mi dé
yìí. It is because Pharaoh is going to drown in the Red Sea.
Ohun tó fà á ni pé Pharaoh fẹ́ ṣègbè inú òkun.
And so the children of Israel, they saw Pharaoh and his chariots.
Àwọn ọmọ Ísírẹ́lì wọ́n rí Pharaoh àti kẹ̀kẹ́ ogun rẹ̀.
They began to cry.
Wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí sunkún.
God is our deliverer.
Pé Olúwa ni
olùdókòwò wa. Why is it Pharaoh is following us again?
Ló tún dé tí Pharaoh ń tẹ̀ wá
lẹ́yìn. Don't worry, if you see Pharaoh around, Pharaoh is going to drown in the sea.
Iwo ma se mi kan to ba le ri Pharaoh layika re ohun to fe sele ni pe yo se gbe sinu oku.
That sickness will drown in the sea.
Aisan ya yo paru.
That oppression will drown in the sea.
Idaloro yen yo bo
ni lo. And so God told Moses.
Olorun wa so fun Moses.
He said, "You have done enough praying."
O lo ti gbadura
to. He said, "There is a rod in your hand."
O ni opa kan be lowo
re. Stretch it to that sea.
Iwo na
okun. And he stretched it and the sea parted in two.
O si na okun pinya.
And the sea and I when the sea parted, Israel went along and went over the sea.
Nígbà tí òkun wá pínyà, àwọn ọmọ Ísírẹ́lì wọ́n wá yan bí ọba, wọ́n rìn nínú òkun náà.
And then Pharaoh said,
Pharaoh wa sọ pé,
"The sea is parted."
Òkun ti pínyà.
It's not only for you, it's also for me.
Kì í ṣe fún wọn nìkan,
ó wà lórí náà.
Ó wá sátẹ̀lé
wọn. You know, some witches and wizards, they use bold face.
Ó mọ̀, àwọn oṣù àti àjẹ́ ògbójú lásán ni wọ́n.
There are some herbalists, they use bold face.
Àwọn babaláwo kan wà ògbójú lásán.
And they say, "Deeper life, let us go, we will go there."
A ní ṣe deeper life ni ẹjẹ́ lọ, a kàn níbẹ̀.
You think that if you run to deeper life, you are going to escape from my hand?
O rò pé tó bá dé deeper life, wà bọ́ lọ́wọ́ mi.
Go and let us go.
Ẹja máa bá wọn lọ.
Don't cry. You come, let them come.
Wọ́ mọ̀ sọ́kún.
I said, "Let them come."
Jẹ́ kí wọ́n máa bọ̀.
And so Pharaoh used bold face.
Pharaoh wa lo ògbójú.
My friend, there is a place where bold face will not work.
Ọ̀rẹ́ mi, ó jẹ́ mọ̀ pé kéèyàn ó já kíkanjú èèyàn ibì kan máa ń wà tí máa ń kùnà.
Witch or wizard, there is a place where bold face will not work.
Oṣó àjẹ́ ibi tí ògbójú máa ń
dé tí máa ń kúnyẹ́ wà. Holy Ghost, where we have the power of God, where we have the name of Jesus, where we have the word of authority. Witches and wizards, be very careful. There is a place where that kind of bold face will never work. And you know, in this place, bold face of the devil will never work. I was here last Thursday. We had retreat for Agege
and the Adimosho and Ikeja.
You
know, I told them the same thing. I told them that here blind eyes will see. I told them that men will walk. I told them that miracles will take place. A man, when he heard me, he said, why am I here alone? He ran back home because his landlord was totally blind. And so when he heard me that I said on Thursday night, and I said, power as of old, and I said, if you are blind, you are going to see. He said, I am not blind, but my landlord is blind. And I didn't bring my landlord. So he ran back home, he got his landlord. He said, landlord, I got something for you. And the landlord said, what? And then he told him. And the landlord pardoned all his family, wife and children, everybody. And they came on Friday. And then Friday night, I was talking on the power of the Lord again. And then we began to pray. Do you know, instantaneously, the eyes of the landlord began to see. And when that happened, when they got back home, the brother himself told the camp commandant this story I'm telling you. The landlord called the brother. He said, now sit down here. He said, from today, you will never pay house rent again. Because of the power of God. And you are here, your own time has come. I said, your own time has come. And so Pharaoh used bold face. He said, let us go after them. And then Israel was on the other side. You are going to the other side. You are going to have your victory. The power of God is going to walk in life. And God told Moses, he says, stretch your rod again. Stretch his rod, and the river Red Sea came upon Pharaoh and all his chariots. That was the end. An end is coming to your problem. An end is coming to your persecution. An end is coming to everything you have been suffering. And they were in the wilderness. The same power of God brought water out of the rock. And then after they had settled in the land of Canaan. Oh, you remember Goliath that came against David and against Israel. The power of God had not stopped. As it was on the day of creation. As it was on the day of redemption. As it was at the Red Sea. That same power of God was still there at the time of David. And Goliath was killed and destroyed. And Goliath in your life will die. Sickness in your life will vanish. Oppression in your life, affliction in your life will come to an end. You remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Power as of old. That power of God came upon them, and the fire of Nebuchadnezzar could not burn them. In the time of Daniel, that power of God was there. And the lions could not destroy Daniel. And then Jesus came. Ultimate power. Final power. Supernatural power. Perfect power. Power that knows no interruption. Power that the devil could not contradict. Everywhere he went about doing good. Even all that were oppressed of the devil. And he delivered every anyone that had any torment. That power of God is here today. Because our God has not changed. In Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not.
He
said, what's your problem? I am the Lord, I change not. You have any problem in your life? I am the Lord, I change not. You have a mountain standing before you? I am the Lord, I change not. Pharaoh, the sorcerer, the witch is threatening your life. I am the Lord, I change not. There is something swollen in your belly, swollen on your neck, swollen in your back. I am God, I change not. The people of the world, the enemies are running after you. You've been falling and rising, falling and rising. What's your problem? Rise, you will not fall again. I am God, I change now. They met you in the dream and they told you that you will never progress. They have put something in your life and you will always be down. That is a lie. You are going to progress. You are going to rise up because God says, I am the Lord, I change now.
You're
crying in the night and crying in the day and going about and saying, how will my problem be solved? You have come to the place where your problem will be solved. I am the Lord, I change now. The Almighty is here. The All Powerful One is here. The One that has never failed is here. He says, I am the Lord, I change not. Let Satan hear that tonight. That our God has not changed. Let Pharaoh hear that tonight. That our God has not changed. Let the witches hear that tonight. That our God has not changed. Let the herbalists hear that tonight. That our God has not changed. He announces to everyone in heaven, in hell, on earth. He says, I am the Lord, I change not. Let the fearful one hear that today. Let the one that is trembling hear that today. Let the one that has no faith hear that today. Let the sick man hear that today. Let the one that is suppressed hear that today. Let the people that are suffering hear that today. That God says, I am the Lord, I change now. He will solve your problem. He will remove your mountain. He will put joy in your life. He will wipe away your tears. He will provide for you. Because I am the Lord, I change now. In Isaiah chapter 43. Reading from verse 13.
Yeah,
before the day was, I am he. There is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will walk and who shall let it? God says, I will walk and who will hinder him? In your life during this retreat, God says he's going to walk to remove the brain tumor that you have. To remove the ulcer that you are suffering from. To remove the tuberculosis in your life. To remove the hypertension in your life. He says, I will walk. To clear away the blindness in your sight. And to take away the paralysis and the lameness. He says, I will walk. To remove the curse in your life. He says, I will walk. He says, who can hinder him? Anybody can hinder God? Tonight, God will begin to walk in your life. You see, the children of Israel, they began to sing about the power of the Lord. They realized that our God is a mighty God. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 6. Exodus chapter 15, verse
6.
Thy right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. They have been looking at the manifestation of the power of God. From the very first day that Moses stepped in the midst of the children of Israel, they began to see the power of God. And from the first day you are here tonight, you'll begin to see the power of God. And they saw the power of the Lord move mightily in Egypt to deliver the children of Israel. And now the last thing they saw was that Pharaoh perished in the Red Sea. And now they began to sing. Last week here, we couldn't control the people singing. Because immediately after the message, immediately after the prayer, people were just coming out. They were getting instantaneous miracles. And without even having somebody to lead choruses, choruses just started somewhere there, as mighty things were taking place. And because everybody saw that God is glorious in power. You will see that God is glorious in power. He will do it in your life. I said he will do it in your life. You will know it. You will see it. You will experience it. You will have a lot of blessings to take back home. In Psalm 62 and in verse 11. Psalm 62 verse 11. God has spoken once. This is not the word of a man. God has spoken once. This is not the motivation of a preacher. God himself has spoken once. This is not an empty talk of somebody coming from somewhere. Almighty God himself has spoken once. And twice have I had this. Power belongeth unto God. God is telling us power belongeth unto him. Jesus also says the same thing in agreement. Power belongs unto God. The spirit of the Lord Almighty is bringing a confirmation. Power belongeth unto God. All the angels of God join in the mighty chorus that power belongeth unto God. And the spirit and the bride, because of the spirit of God of power in them, they also join along the redeemed of the Lord. They say power belongeth unto God. And everybody tonight, you say it after me, power belongeth unto God.
Gbogbo yin lapapo e wi tele mi pe ti Olorun ni agbara.
And that power is there with us today. You will witness it in your very life. The power to forgive sin. The power to cleanse the heart. The power to transform our lives. The power to remove a bad habit you've been fighting against. The power to become totally free. The power to live in newness of life. The power to raise the dead. away. The power to heal your sick body. The power to tell the devil in your life, that's enough, that person has suffered enough, get out of that place. The power to remove the deformity in your life. Power belongs unto God. The power that saves. The power that cleanses our lives. The power that polishes us. And the power that makes us shine the Christian life. The power that makes the weak to become strong. The power that makes us to run and not to fail. The power that comes into us and will become another man, another woman. The power that gives the weak man, the weak woman, boldness in the Lord. The power that comes to your life and makes you to know how to pray. The power that makes you that have been trembling and fearing before the devil, now you rise up, you tell the devil, now I know my right, don't stay in that place, get out of that place. The power belongs unto God. That power will come into your life and do the impossible. Here is the announcement of Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28 verse 18. I want to remind you that he was conceived by Virgin Mary. Demonstration of the power of God. I want to remind you that Herod sought his life to kill him, but he could kill him. Demonstration of the power of God. I want to remind you that the devil tempted him, but he never sinned. Is the power for holiness, a power for purity of life. I want to remind you that the people that were bound by the devil, the people that were bent low by the devil, Jesus Christ said, immediately be delivered. They were delivered. That was power. And then he died on the cross for our sins. And then because of the power of God, he rose up before day. He wanted his disciples to know that from that point of resurrection, there is no other power except the power of God. Matthew chapter 28 verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power now belongs to Christ. All power is embedded and it is saturated in the name of Christ now. All the power that he manifested on earth, all the power that God manifested in the Old Testament, all the power you can ever read about in the Bible, Old and New Testament, the power that Moses manifested, the power that Joshua manifested, the power that Elijah manifested, the power that was upon Elisha, the power in Daniel, the power in Isaiah, the power in John the Baptist, all the power you read in the New Testament, the power that raised him from the dead, the power that healed the sea, now all the power completely. And they have come now in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he puts that power now in his name. That's why when we say in the name of Jesus, that's power. That's a dynamite. We throw that name of Jesus against the insanity that is troubling any man, that insanity will have to leave. Because now all power is given unto Christ in heaven and on earth. That power is here tonight. I said that power is here tonight. In Luke chapter 5 verse 17. And it came to pass on a certain day that as he was teaching, there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by. Now you can see here, Jesus Christ was teaching somewhere. The Pharisees were there. The Pharisees were the people that didn't believe. The Pharisees were the people that didn't believe in the supernatural power of healing and deliverance. They were there sitting down. And the doctors of the law, those were the people that were trained in argument. They were sitting down, which were out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present. The Pharisees could not hinder the power of God. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. The doctors of the Lord was sitting there, but they could not hinder the power of the Lord. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. And tonight the Lord is going to touch you. Tonight the Lord is going to revive you. Tonight the Lord is going to begin a wonderful thing in your life. You will never be the same in your life again. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. Now, the Lord is going to do the impossible in your life. But you may be asking a question. Somebody has a similar question. In Luke chapter 1, I'm reading chapter 1 verse 34. I'm reading only the first part of verse 34. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be? That's the question. How shall this be? The angel had told Mary something fantastic. Something too great. Something very mighty. Something that somebody will be saying, how will that happen? Something that the doctors will say, how can that happen? Something that scientists will say, how will that ever happen? Something that the elderly people who have been in this world for a long time and had never seen a miracle like that, they will say, how shall this be? That's what the angel told Mary. He said this will happen. It had never happened before to any other person. And the angel said, Mary, this will happen. Maybe since you were born, some things the Lord is saying he wants to do now, you've never seen it before. You've never experienced it before. He wants to instantaneously take the problem of your life away. He wants to do something you learned that will surprise even medical doctors. He wants to do something that will surprise elderly people in your family. He wants to do something that will surprise professors and scientists.
And
you're asking the question, how shall this be? In the first part of verse 35. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. That's how it will be tonight. You're asking, how shall it be that my blinders will open? How shall it be that my deaf child will be healed? How shall it be that my child that has never spoken will speak? How shall it be that the torment of my life will be taken away? How shall it be that the bondage of sin in my life will be broken? How shall it be that the drunkenness in my life will be taken away? How shall it be that this long-standing problem mountain of my life will be rolled away? How shall it be that what the doctor said is incurable will be taken away? How shall it be the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee? It's time now for your miracle. In Luke chapter 10, reading from verse 19, behold, I give unto you power. Thank God he has given us power. I said he has given us power. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Tonight you'll experience the power of God. Remember what appears impossible, the power of the Lord can accomplish it in your life. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will never fail. I said he will never fail. There is power here tonight of old. Why don't you rise up and get that power in your life? Why don't you rise up and shake up every infirmity, every problem, every mountain, every affliction, every attack of the enemy? The power of the highest will overshadow you. The power of the highest will overshadow you. The power of the highest will overshadow you. The impossible will become possible. The sick will become healed. The afflicted will be delivered. The insane will become normal. The paralyzed will walk again. The blind will see again. The sinner will be forgiven. The sinner will be pardoned. The sinner will be cleansed. The sinner will be transformed. The weak will be made strong. Because the power of the highest will overshadow you. The power of the highest will overshadow you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agbadura.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agbadura.
Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, you know, God is no respecter of persons. Because he loves everyone. And you know that he has the power to help you.
Heads
bowed and eyes closed. I told you that there is power from in the Lord to forgive sin. You see, there are people that are battling with sin. They don't like to do what they are doing. They don't like the smoking. They don't like the
the drunkenness. They don't like the immorality. They don't like the life they are living. But they are helpless. There is no power in them to live an overcoming life. Tonight, there is power to set the captive free. And if you see that you have been a captive to sin, tonight you will be free. I said tonight you will be free. All you need to do is to give that life to the Lord Jesus Christ and to know that he has power to forgive your sin. You are weak in yourself. You are weak in yourself. But he has the power. He will sustain you. Even if it is to walk on the water of sin and not sink and not drown and not go inside, he will make you to walk on that water by his power. You will not sink into sin again. And if you want that total freedom tonight, you can raise up your hand. You have not been free from sin. You have been falling and rising. But you want that power that will break the yoke of sin, that will break the yoke of bad habits. And you mean it, you are serious about it. That power that comes from Christ, he forgives, he cleanses, he purifies, and he gives you the power to go and sin no more. As you raise up your hand, you'll be sincere with the Lord that you will not continue in that sin. Now you know your authority. Now you know the power of the Lord in you. Now you know you are not going to be falling and rising. Now you know you are going to walk on that water. Because of the power of Christ in your life, because the blood of Jesus cleanses and makes whiter than snow, you want to be victorious from tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because of the power that you have. I pray for those who are sincere, those who are sincerely saying they do not want to continue in any form of sin. Oh Lord, break the yoke. Destroy the fetters. Set them completely free. Forgive all their sins in Jesus' name. Cleanse them. Wash them. Purge them. Give them victory. Break the bad habit in their life. From tonight, give them that supernatural strength within them to live the overcoming life in Jesus' name. Let the blood of Jesus wash and cleanse them. Thank you, Lord, because I know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. I believe. I said, I believe. I believe. I believe that he has power to break the yoke of sin. I believe he has broken that yoke. If you cooperate with the Lord, you'll live victoriously for the rest of your life. Now you are going to put the devil on the run in your life.
Lati sisin lo esu wa ma le sa ninu aye re.
I said you will put the devil on the run in your life. Tonight, God is going to manifest his power to heal your sick body. But maybe because in Lagos here, we have not had this kind of meeting for a long time. You may be thinking that, well, we will pray like we usually pray, and then maybe 3 months, 4 months after, I'll be waiting to see to God what God will do.
But
tonight it is power as of old. It means that before we pray, you will check up your body. You will check up your life. And then after the prayer, you will check up your life. You will see that that thing has gone from that place instantaneously. The person that has the private part in mind swollen, raise up your hand, please. I want to pray for you. The one that has the leg swollen very, very big and you cover it up, you raise up your hand. I'm praying for you. The other person there with something swollen in the armpit, that's all five, check up. That thing that is swollen, you raise up your hand, I'm ready to pray for you. And the person that has something swollen in the lower part of the abdomen, if you raise up your hand now, I'm going to pray for you. The person that is carrying a child there, and that child that's near the private part is swollen, raise up your hand for that child, please. In the section, that child that has something swollen near your ear, please raise up your hand and touch the place while I pray. I'm praying for you here. The person that has the internal patch that is swollen, when you touch it, you can feel the lump. And swollen inside, and you can feel it, although others may not see it. You raise up your hand, I'm praying for you.
Let's
bow the eyes, close those people, and any other person having something swollen in your body, you raise up your hand. I'm going to pray now. After the prayer, you will check up and you will see what the Lord does instantaneously. Get ready now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because all power belongs unto God. Supernatural power, ultimate power, is a final power. And Lord, we thank you because your power is here manifest and present tonight. I come in the name of Jesus because that name possesses power. That name possesses authority. There is no other power but in that name. And I come in that name tonight. Oh Lord, I pray for all these people, and I pray that you touch them by your power in Jesus' name. That swelling on the cheek, that swelling near the ear, I command you, be removed in Jesus' name. The swelling under the armpit, I command you, be healed in Jesus' name. That lump internally that is swollen there, I command you be removed in Jesus' name. The swelling under the abdomen, I command you right now, be removed in Jesus' name. That hernia over there swollen in the body, I command you be removed in Jesus' name. The swelling in the leg, I command you by the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be removed in Jesus' name. That's it. They said they have to pray before it can be removed. I pray now in the mighty name of the Lord, in the power of the Holy Ghost, that swelling, that fibroid, that internal object, be removed in Jesus' name.
Oh,
in the
jáde ní orúkọ Jésù.
Any other swelling in the body, I command right now, come out in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I pray that instantaneously you will touch these people now. Heal them, deliver them, set them free. Let that object vanish away from their body in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because I know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now put on your hands. But while you're standing there, check up that thing that was there before. Check it up. And then as you see that it has gone, then you come out here. Please check up. Keep on checking, there's still more there. Check up. I'm waiting for you. Where the thing was before, check up. As you see that it's gone, come out here. Keep on coming. Come out over here. Over here, please. Keep on checking. Keep on checking up. Those who are coming out, come over here. Let's see what the Lord has done. Still check up yourself, see what the Lord has done. And as you see what the Lord has done, you come out here, so we know that God is doing something. In the youth section, check up, and as you see what the Lord has done, I'll say 9 and 10. You come out as you see what the Lord has done.
Ni arin eyin odo Olorun ni gbagan kejo ikesa ati ikewa ti o ba ti ri nkan ti Olorun se ninu aye re iwo na ma jade bo.
Keep on checking up.
E ma yewo.
The mighty power of God is here tonight.
Agbara Olorun Olodumare nbe ni lale yi.
The man over there that had a swollen secret part, have you come out? Because the Lord has already removed that thing. Check up yourself.
Ọkùnrin tó jẹ́ pé ibì kan wú lábẹ́ rẹ tá a gbàdúrà fún ẹ, Ọlọ́run ti mú kúrò yẹ̀wò.
The one with the swollen jaw, the Lord has touched you already. That thing is gone. Have you checked up? Check up and find out and come out.
Iwo ti bi agban re wu ti Olorun si ti fowo kan, iwo yewo ko ma bo wa ri pe Olorun ti se.
The one with the child that has that had near, the Lord has healed that child now. Check up. Have you come out?
Eni to gbo mo dani ti o ni arun ipake, Olorun si ti mu larada, so ti yewo so ti jade wa.
Anywhere you are, outside or inside, just come out.
Ninu ni tabi lode, won ma bo jade bo.
Amen.
Amen.
Now let's be quiet.
Nibaye eje ki adake
je. As you are receiving your miracle, you'll keep coming out.
Bi o se ngba ese iyanu re tesiwaju lati ma wa.
And the ushers and the leaders and the workers keep on checking up on them. We only want genuine, real miracle receivers to come out.
Eyin adari wa ejo e ma ran wa lowo lati ma ye won wo.
If you brought anyone that was deaf or dumb, cannot talk, cannot hear, this is the time now for the power of God to remove that problem. Power belongs unto God. And all the power of God is in the name of Jesus. And so if you brought anyone there for them, just raise up your hand for them. But please get near that person, because after the prayer you are going to test the person. If you have anybody there deaf, dumb, you can raise up your hand for them, but make sure that the person is there by your side. You are going to test the person after the prayer.
Ti o ba mu enikeni wa ti o yadi ti o gboran ti o si le soro na wo soke fun eniyan sugbon ri daju pe o wa ni tosi re pe tori pe ta ba ti gbadura tan wa ye eni na wo.
Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Baba ni oruko Jesu.
We thank you because there is no power that can hinder your power.
Adupe lowo yin tori pe ko si agbara to le di agbara yin lowo.
The name of Jesus cancels every negative thing.
Oruko Jesu lo npa gbogbo to ba lodi
won. I bring all these people before you right now.
Mo ko gbogbo awon eyan yi wa
swaju yin ba. That spirit of deafness, there I command you, come out in Jesus' name. I command that a creative miracle will be done. New eardrum. Everything recreated. Touch those ears, make them hear in Jesus' name. That spirit of dumbness, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. And oh Lord, I pray that you lose their tongue. You make it easy for them to talk, easy for them to pronounce, easy for them to respond. In Jesus' name.
You there
begin to hear in Jesus' name. You don't begin to speak in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because I know it is done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, if you brought anybody like that, just stay behind them and test them. Test them to see what the Lord has done. That is, you'll stand behind them, you may clap behind them, and as they hear, they will indicate and show that they are hearing the sound. And you speak to them simple words for them to repeat and to repeat. And then you'll see what the Lord has done for them. Test them. Bring them out as they receive their miracle. If you are outside, test yourself. The power of God is there. If you are among the children, among the youth, check yourself, the power of God is
there.
Now, if you are blind, you lay your hand upon yourself, you can hear. Therefore, if you are blind, you lay your hand upon yourself, and after the prayer,
You will look up and look around and see all that is around you.
Ti o ba foju nitori pe o n gbon ti mo nso wa na wo re soke leyin gba ti mo ba gbadura tan fun rara re wa wa laju yen wa gbogbo ifoju yo lo.
Usher, if you have anybody around you know to be blind, see them around. Usher, stay near them. After the prayer, you will tell them to open their eyes and show them something they can see, and then they will indicate what they see.
Eyin asona ti e ba ri enikeni to foju e wa nitosi re nigbati a ba gbadura tan e fi nkan kan han e si ri pe won le riran e wa so nti Olorun so.
Anywhere you are, among the youth, among the children, outside, inside, anywhere you are now, doesn't matter. The power of God will touch you. If you are blind, he wants to open your eyes.
Ibi kibi to wu ko wa boya laarin awon omode ni tabi laarin awon odo ti o ba foju ti o si fe riran wa rin ti agbara Olorun yo se bayi.
Let us pray.
E je ki agbadura.
Our Father, we thank you because we know your power will never fail.
Baba wa dupe lowo yin tori pe agbara yin ko le kuna.
And we know that the name of Jesus will never fail.
Asi mo pe oruko Jesu o le kuna.
The power of the Holy Ghost will never fail.
Agbara mi mo le kuna.
I bring all these people before you, dear Lord.
Mo mu gbogbo awon eyan yin wa siwaju
yin Oluwa. You are the same yesterday, today and forever.
Okan ni yin lana loni
ati. The power as of old is still at work today. Therefore, Lord, I pray that you touch their blind eyes, make them see in Jesus' name. The cataract or the covering that is covering their eyes, I command you, be removed in Jesus' name. All the cloud, all the haziness, everything that is troubling you there, making you not to see, I command to clear up from your eyes in Jesus' name.
So boju yin male ti ko je ke riran mo pase pe ki male ko wa ki okokon ko lo ni
o so blind eyes, I command you be open and see in Jesus' name.
Boju to fo mo pase fun o la ko riran ni oruko Jesus.
Oh God of all power of deliverance, touch their blind eyes, open their blind eyes, make them see now in Jesus' name.
Olorun to ni gbogbo ipa ti agbara mo n gbadura bayi pe ki e fowo kan oju won to fo ki e si je ki gbogbo won ri ran bayi ni oruko Jesus.
I thank you because I know you have answered.
Mo dupe lowo ore nitori pe mo
in Jesus name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesus ni
adu. Amen.
Amen.
If you were blind before, open your eyes and see.
To ba foju tele la oju re ko bere si riran.
Ushers, test them around you and show them something they can see. Blind man, blind woman, boy or girl, open your eyes and see.
Eyin asona wa e ba wa sumo won ke ye won wo omode ni tabi agba ni to ba ti riran bayi ki e je ki a mo ki won ma bo.
With God all things are possible.
Pelu Olorun gbogbo ni sise.
That's it. Open your eyes and see.
La oju re ko bere si.
The mighty power of God is here.
Agbara Olorun ma re.
You are not blind anymore.
Oh, foju ma
so. Open your eyes and see.
Oju re ko bere si riran.
Ushers, see what is happening and bring them out.
Eyin asona e mo nkan to sele ke ma mu wa jade.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I said, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you have any problem with your legs or your hands or your joints, it is now your turn.
Niba yo to ba ni wahala pelu ese re pelu awo re tabi orikerike ara re to ni wahala pelu re oro na kan bayi.
If you have stroke, get ready.
So ba je pe ara re kan
kule. You are paralyzed, get ready.
So ba je pe o yaro mura sile.
If one leg is shorter than the other, you can sit on the ground and stretch the legs out and let the ushers get near such people, and you'll see one leg shorter than the other, and then after the prayer you see what happens to them.
So ba je pe ese re kan o kuru ju kan lo kogo to ra won o le joko ko na ese mejeji si waju.
If one hand is shorter than the other, you stretch the two hands out And then you'll see how the Lord will make the shorter one to be equal with the other one.
Ti owo kan ba kuru si keji owo mejeji ko na sita wa ri bi Olorun yo se fowo kan owo na ti owo mejeji yo si dogba.
If you have not been able to walk, able to stand, get ready, the power of God will come upon you.
Ti o ko ba le rin tele tele gbaradi sile ko wa won ti agbara Olorun yo se.
So those who have any problem with their bones or their joints or their muscles or whatever, get ready now. Just receive the power of God upon your life.
And what you want by new wala pelu egogo tabi ninu enara won tabi ninu isan won tabi ninu akeya to ba ku mura sile ko.
Remember, you say, how will God do this?
Lati o ma so pe ba Olorun
se le. The power of the highest will come upon you.
Agbara oga ogo yo si.
Creative power will come upon you.
Agbara iseda yo si.
Because there is power in the name of Jesus.
Se agbara nbe ninu oruko Jesu.
Don't look at anybody else now. Just listen to me and believe God as we are praying.
Iwo ma wo enikeni bayi won teti si mi ki o gba.
Because this is your time. If you allow the devil to make your attention to be on another person, looking at somebody around you, you may not see when it comes to you.
Ti o ba fi aye gba esu lati mu okan re teju ma awon elomiran o le ma mo nigba ti agbara na yo wa
sodo. I said, if you have any problem, you can sit on the ground and stretch out those legs. If the legs are twisted, just sit down and see how the Lord will straighten out everything.
O mo so gbangba wi pe ti o ba ni wahala ninu ese re kan to dabi eni pe ese yen ikan kuru si keji tabi ese yen lo ni iwo joko ko wo nkan ti Olorun.
Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus,
Papani oruko Jesu,
I thank you, Lord, because you have brought your power in here today.
Mo dupe lowo yin tori pe e ti mu agbara.
We know you will never fail. We know you are still at work. I pray for all these people, oh Lord,
mo gbadura fun gbogbo awon,
and I'm asking that your mighty power will come upon their body, upon their bone, upon their joint, upon their muscles, upon their brain, every part controlling their movement, in Jesus' name.
Oluwa mo ngbadura yi pe agbara yin yo sokale sinu egungun won, yo sokale sinu ara won, yo sokale sinu isan won, yo sokale sinu opolo won, yo sokale si gbogbo eya to nsakoso ririn won ni oruko Jesu.
That short leg, I command the short leg, grow out in Jesus' name.
Iwo ese to kuru yen mo pase fun e ujade ni oruko Jesu.
That weak leg becomes strong immediately in Jesus' name.
Iwo ese ti ko ni agbara yi bere si gba agbara ni oruko Jesu.
The short withered hand, I command that withered hand be made whole in Jesus' name.
Owo to
the paralysis in the leg, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I pray that you heal them now. Do a creative miracle in there. Help them, Lord, to lose all the pain and all the paralysis and all the weakness, and to be strong and made whole in Jesus' name.
Gbogbo iyaro ailagbara ki esi fi pa ti agbara wo won bayi ni oruko Jesu.
The problem of small cell stroke, I command it to vanish away in Jesus' name.
Gbogbo wahala ara ti o ro mo gbadura pe ki o kuro bayi ni oruko Jesu.
Those on wheelchair, those with crutches, I pray that the mighty power of God will come upon life and your body. You rise up and walk in Jesus' name.
Gbogbo awon to wa lori agaro tabi ti an fi opa rin mo gbadura pe agbara Olorun Olodumare yo ba leyin bayi gbogbo iyaro yo lo ni oruko Jesu.
I pray you touch everyone.
Mo gbadura pe gbogbo won
na. I pray you deliver everyone. I pray you strengthen them now. I pray that miracle healing and deliverance will come upon them immediately.
Mo gbadura pe ise iyanu idande yo ba le won bayi.
Thank you, Lord, because I know you have answered.
Mo dupe Oluwa nitori pe mo
gbadura. In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agbadura.
Amen. If you did what I said, one leg was shorter than the other, you sat on the ground, then you should check up now. If you're still sitting on the ground, let the ushers around there check up and see what the Lord does to the legs.
Ti o ba senti mo wi lekan pe ese kan o kuru si keji sugbon ni bayi o ti gboran si itoni na eyin asona esun mo won ki e wo nkan ti Olorun ti se ninu ese na.
If you were on the wheelchair before, just slowly and gradually rise up. The power of God is there. How will this be? The power of the highest will overshadow you.
Ti o ba wa lori aga aro nibi to wa yen ni pelekutu won rara gbera nle ko dide ba won yo se sele agbara oga ago yo si jibo.
The power of the Lord is there.
Agbara Olorun wa nibe.
And the Lord is going to prove himself to you that he's a mighty God.
Olorun fun ara re yo mu da oloju pe alagbara lohun.
If you believe God, during these meetings, all the mountains you brought, everything will vanish away. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are praying for this retreat. Lord, it will be a retreat of power, a retreat of divine manifestation, a retreat of experiencing the supernatural, a retreat when many souls will be saved, a retreat when those who are weak will be strong, a retreat when you develop the faith of your people, a retreat that will make us to make the impossible seem to be possible. A retreat that will usher deliverance into every life. A retreat that will fill our hearts with joy. A retreat that will never forget. I pray for everyone here, O Lord, that you make us to give everything in our hearts unto you so that you'll be able to bless us mightily in Jesus' name.
And
for those who are still at home who are not here tonight, we pray that your spirit will stir them up, will quicken their step, will bring them here to join us and receive your blessings in Jesus' name.
Asin gbadura pe awon to ye ko wa pelu wa ni isugba ti won si pelu wa ni lale yi an gbadura pe ki emi yin ko lo sile won lati ru won soke ki won ki o le darapo mo wa ki won ki o le gba ninu ibukun yin ni oruko Jesus.
In the night, in the hostel, in the hall, anywhere the people are sleeping, let your power continue to flow.
Ni ogajo oru ninu bi ti a fi awon eyan re wo si ni ogajo oru e je ki agbara yin o bere.
In the coming days, afternoon, evening, let your powers continue to flow.
Ni osan ni gbogbo igba e je ki agbara yin ko bere si ma san.
Every time, let your power be touching people on this ground, even this period, in Jesus' name. That no mountain will remain. No affliction will remain. No attack of the devil will remain. No oppression will remain. No curse will remain. And I pray, Lord, that you give your people the power to go and sin no more. Keep on walking mightily in our midst, Lord. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.